Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ is in Watford City, North Dakota, at the North Dakota Rodeo Association Finals. Our guest today is Jim Thompson, a dear friend of mine and also a mentor in the announcing business. Jim Thompson, welcome.
Thank you very much, Randy. You and I have made a lot of trails together.
Yes, sir. I knew Jim Thompson back in the day when I was riding bareback bucking horses, and Jim was announcing, and we were acquainted then. And the first time we met was at a rodeo in Laramie, Wyoming, when we announced together, and that's when we really got acquainted.
Well, it's good to work with another announcer. We rarely have a chance to do that, and everybody learns from each other. And unfortunately, as an announcer, if you're busy at all, you don't get to hear anybody else. So growth becomes a challenge.
What are some of the challenges in this occupation that you have noted that anyone aspiring to do this might understand?
Judging yourself becomes, unfortunately, as natural, and you tend to put yourself down. You tend to think you're not as good. You know, you walk into a room with other announcers, and you think that, boy, I don't belong here. I remember once when they put me into the South Dakota Sports Hall of Fame. I stood up there with heroes of mine, guys that I knew in sports, not sports announcing, not rodeo, just sporting events in South Dakota, and I thought, boy, I hope they get this done quickly before they find out I don't belong. And that's, unfortunately, that becomes the nature, at least for me. And the other round, of course, would be egotistical, and I don't want to be that. I don't want to think I'm better than I am. I want other people to brag about me, not me worrying about bragging about myself. But that's how I would say the biggest challenge. If you're going to keep growing, you got to believe you're good, but you also don't want to believe you're better than everybody else.
You have been a very dedicated servant to this sport and this state, not only as an announcer, but you're a two-time senator of the state of South Dakota, and I think that is amazing.
Well, one of the things, Randy, you get an opportunity to give back, and that's kind of how I felt as a chance to go into the legislature, and I went in green as a gourd. My gosh, I thought Mr. Smith Goes to Washington was the classic, and I didn't realize about caucuses and politics and all of the things, friends in the front and enemies in the back. I mean, I really didn't. That surprised me the most. In fact, I resigned before I finished my second term simply because I was so disappointed in politics in general, and I thought, in radio, I have a chance to do something. In politics, I didn't.
When you were getting started, who was your mentor, and what did you look for in those people?
The man that I admired the most was Clem McSpadden. I thought he walked on water. But the man that mentored me, the man that I went to when I needed help, was Jack Hunter. He was a sound man and announcer. Honest with me, when I needed to be reined in, he did it. When I needed to feel as if somebody to grab me by the britches and say, you're better than you're saying you are, get up there and stand in the front row, Jack did that. You and I consider as equals today. When you were starting, you could use my help to get started. Now, because you've been at this, what, 2 decades at least? I don't know, maybe longer.
Three years.
Going on three now. Wow. You got 30 years in. I can learn from you as well.
Any other suggestions that you've ever heard that you would like to share with maybe the youth in our reservations listening?
If you're interested in being an announcer, you should go to a school. That doesn't mean that the person that you that is teaching you is perfect or knows everything, but you start to center on that. You listen to that person, make notes about the good things. If you have questions about it, ask those of somebody else. But I think that if you're going to be, you got to keep growing. And so get out and announce. Find a microphone and stand behind it.
That's words of our champion, my mentor. Keep growing, Jim Thompson. Thank you very much, Jim. God bless you, my friend.
Episodes of this program may be heard on randytaylorannouncer.com. Compliments of 4B Web Design.
Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One. The Native American Radio Service.